The Controller and Accountant General, Joe Grace-Adre, says more than 1,000 bank accounts of ministries, departments and agencies, or MNDAs, have been closed. She says the existence of such accounts, especially the dormant ones, become conduits for financial malfeasance, and so the department is rigorously pursuing the closure of inactive bank accounts belonging to MNDAs. Madame Adre said this when she appeared before the Public Accounts Committee PAC in Parliament. She said her department has an office which tracks accounts to ensure relevant accounts are operated by government. There's a report by Dominic Nogi and Augustus Akwey.
The Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, PAC, is meeting officials from the Ministry of Finance, Controller and Accountant General's Department, and the Ghana Revenue Authority to consider the Auditor General's report on the public accounts of Ghana for the years 2012 and 2013. The 2013 report indicated that the mechanism put in place for the closure of inactive bank accounts is ineffective, thus leading to the existence of many idle accounts. The Controller and Accountant General, Grace Adroy, said the ongoing program to rationalize bank accounts is yielding results.
As dormant, we couldn't automatically close those accounts. We had to go back, send the information back to the MDAs to tell us the reasons why we could not close the account. So it's on basis of that feedback that we went ahead to close the account. We acknowledge the fact that we have too many bank accounts in the system. And as part of the process, we took an inventory of the account and requested the bank to help us determine the status of this account. We do have a report on account listing that shows the dormant, the active. It is on basis of that the whole rationalization of bank accounts is carried out.
Another issue the PAC took on was the non-disclosure of oil and gas revenue distribution. The Auditor General in his report stated that the annual budget funding amounts receipts of 543 million Ghana cedis for 2013 was not adequately disclosed in the public accounts.